Hello, good hunter. I am a doll, here in this dream to look after you. Why the trepidation, good hunter? Have you not dreamt before? Ah, I see. I suppose this dream does seem rather vivid, especially after I'm sure you encountered such daunting ordeals in the waking world. However, you need not fear. You are safe here, and I shall be here to look after you. Go now and speak with Germin. He was a hunter long, long ago, but now serves only to advise them. He is obscure, unseen in the dreaming world. Still, he stays here, in this dream, such is his purpose. Hello, good hunter. Did you speak with Germin? Yes. He does seem somewhat strange, doesn't he? Did he explain what you must do? Oh, forgive Germin, good hunter. Sometimes he is very single-minded. What did he say that you need guidance on? I will do my best to counsel you. Excuse me, did Germin say that? Ah, he must mean how you can use me to grow stronger. Honorable hunter, to do so, pursue the echoes of blood and I will channel them into your strength. You will hunt beasts, and I will be here for you, to embolden your sickly spirit. What are the echoes of blood? Ah, yes. They are the memories and strength of those who have come before you. Beast, human, and hunter alike are all one in the blood. So you have some echoes. Very well, good hunter. Give me your hand. Let me stand close and shut your eyes. May the echoes of blood become your strength. O Flora of the Moon, hear this humble prayer. Take these memories lost, now found. Let their wisdom grant new strength. The dim becomes elucidated. The frail becomes unmoving. The lame becomes nimble. Grant this one insight to see the truth beyond the truth. There you are, good hunter. Whenever you wish to enhance your strength, I will be here for you. Now, you must go and hunt beasts if you wish to see the sunrise. Farewell, good hunter. May the moonlight guide you on this night. Good hunter, I must have drifted off. What is it you desire? Converse. Good hunter, there is little need for such trifling matters. You should return to your hunt. No, forgive me. Yes, I'm sorry for being inconsiderate. I know your duties must weigh heavy on you. What is it that you wish to discuss? Ah, the little ones. They are inhabitants of the dream. They find hunters like yourself, worship and serve them. Speak words they do not, but still, aren't they sweet? They guide and help hunters on their quests, leading them to greater and deeper mysteries, or without a single word or want of thanks. Still, aren't they fetching how they enjoy to be adorned in silly headwear? Perhaps you can even adorn them in pots. Why not let them revel as babes? Yes, is there something else, Hunter? The dream, and why all the grapes? Over time, countless hunters have visited this dream. These graves stand in their memory. This grave, I am not sure, good hunter. This one has long since lost its owner's name. For some reason, though, I feel I must pay respect to it. Perhaps it's a result of all the echoes of blood I channel for you. Mayhaps one day I will understand why exactly I must pray for these graves' owner. That one by the tree? This grave stands in memory of a hunter I once knew. Though enchanted by the dream, he remained strong and eventually saw the light of dawn. I only pray that he found the meaning and comfort in the waking world. Do I get lonely? Oh, good hunter, why do you busy yourself with worrying over me? I am fine. I tend to the graves and the little ones. I also look after Garmin and the hunters who pass through the dream. I am far from lonely. Now then, good hunter, off with you. May you slay many beasts in your hunt. Hunter, are you all right? You are drenched in blood, more so than normal. Were you injured? How odd. Usually hunters are healed immediately when they return to the dream. Come, let us dress your wounds. There's a special room under the shop where hunters once rested. Here. Inside, Hunter. Watch your step. Now, if you would, remove your hunting attire. Please, let me help. Such grave wounds. This will take quite a bit of effort to heal. Tell me, good hunter, what could have caused such a wound? You were dragged into a nightmare. What sort of nightmare? Of times long ago? Of the first hunters? No, good hunter, I know not. I remember not the time of the first hunters. I only remember what the hunters who passed through the dream tell me. They tell me of the scourge of beasts, of heroes of bygone ages, ailing lands falling to the plague of beasts and blood, or of their travels through the bones of the earth, searching for ways to speak to the gods. What memory could you have seen? Hunters, cursed, to fight endlessly. That is most confounding, good hunter. Every hunter wishes to see the hunt's end. Why would they be cursed? You met an old hero. Which one? Ludwig? The name doesn't sound familiar to me. What did he say? Guided by the moon? Careful, Hunter. Your wound is still fresh. Please, don't exert yourself. What is this? A blade? Good Hunter, I am not fit for fighting. Why would I need this? Run my hand along it? How pretty. The light of the moon dances on the blade. And these tiny dancing sprites. Perhaps they hold the truth behind the nightmare you encountered. No matter. You should rest, good hunter. I cleaned the wound as best as I can. The rest is up to you. Here, come and rest your head on me. Sleep well, good hunter. May you dream a better dream than this one. O flora of the moon, of the dream. O little ones, O fleeting will of the ancients. Let the hunter be safe. Let him find comfort. And let this dream, his captor, foretell a pleasant awakening. What is this? This lightness I feel. Gammon also is strangely quiet this night. I do not understand. Oh. Hello, good hunter. What is it you desire? I seem troubled. Well, good hunter, this may sound strange, but have I somehow changed? Moments ago, from some place deep within, I sensed the liberation from heavy shackles. Not that I would know. How passing strange. Also strangely, I can hear Gammon sleeping. On any other night, he would be restless. But on this night, he sounds very calm. Perhaps something has eased his suffering. Hunter, what is it? Your eyes seem to know why all this is transpiring. As you wish. If it is not important, then I shall not pry. What is it, Hunter? You have something else you need of me? You have something you wish to give me? Hold out my hand. Very well. Is this a trinket for my hair? What? What is this? I can't remember. Not a thing, but I feel a yearning, something I've never felt before. What's happening to me? Tell me, good hunter, could this be joy? A tear. How can this be? I am a doll. What kind of tears can a doll shed? Here, hunter. It seems to have become a stone. Perhaps it may be of use to you. How strange, but nostalgically pleasing to give a gift. I hope it does you good, Hunter. So good, Hunter. Did you find out the truth behind the nightmare? Experiments by the church. I see. I know not the inner workings of the church. I know only what other hunters have told me. They told me of the church, about the gods and their love. But do the gods love their creations? I am a doll, created by you humans. Would the created ever think to love their creator? Yes, good hunter. Of course, I do love you. Isn't that how you've made me? Would you ever think to love me? You do? Oh, Flora. Good hunter, I know not this feeling, this yearning in my heart. Would a doll have a heart? Hunter, can you hold me? For some reason, this yearning makes me feel cold. My dear Hunter, your presence somehow soothes. I sense the ancient echoes. They course your veins. This warmth from you is so pleasing. Hunter, lower your mask, please. How is this possible? This vessel is just a fabrication, but it can feel the warmth of your lips on my fingers. Is this the will of the dream? Good hunter, come, I wish to feel more of this, these feelings. This yearning won't stop. Since Gehrman is resting, it's best we take advantage of this moment, should we not? And let us undress. Good hunter, wait. You wish to remove my garments yourself? As you wish. And do my hair as well. Of course. Anything for you, my honorable hunter. The way your hand glides through it, hunter. It's so soothing. Every gentle stroke. Thank you, good hunter. Always I've comforted others, but to be comforted myself, it is such a gentle, wonderful feeling. My hunter, your face is so calming. To think it would be drenched in such horrid mess after your hunts. I yearn so much for you, my hunter. This sensation. Is this fluttering in my chest what humans feel when they feel love? I don't want this to fade, hunter. Please, continue. Remove my dress and I shall remove your attire, hunter. I'm sorry, good hunter, if this vessel is unpleasant. It's not. Oh, my dearest hunter, you flatter me too much. May I touch you? Your flesh is so smooth, hunter. This sensation, I can't describe it. I have never felt anything like this before. Oh, dear hunter. Reciprocating? No, I mind it not. Your touch is so tender and soothing. This act, touching one's beloved. I think I see why so many of your forebears missed it now. Such strange developments. My body seems far more familiar to you humans than I realized. Could this too be because of the dream? Or is it the gods wishing to grant us a moment of pleasantness on this night of the hunt? Forgive me, my sweet hunter. I am nervous. I have never done this before, but my vessel seems to know. Can you guide me? Please, be gentle. Feeling so warm, a pressure, it's good. Wait a moment, my sweet hunter, let me just admire you above me. I feel so safe and happy. The fluttering in my chest is so much more now that we are connected. Good hunter, should you desire you, you can be more forceful. I want to feel this new sensation more. Please, there, yes, right there. Hold me and continue, my dear hunter. It feels so rapturous. Please, hunter, give me more. Deeper, hunter, please. Yes. Thank you, my hunter. Your soothing presence and this pressure, both are so enthralling. I feel I feel something else. Something growing deep inside me. But I wish for it to escalate. Please. Faster, Hunter. Please. Look at me. Let me feel the sensation deep within. I feel... oh, dear Hunter. I feel... Hunter. Blood. Everything is so floaty. Is this the pleasure you humans experience with those that you love? It's so fulfilling. Oh, my dear Hunter, thank you for this experience. What? I'm sorry. I must have displeased you to have felt such sensations alone. Please, shut this vessel down if I was too selfish, Hunter. Good Hunter, you still comfort me with your touch. No, I regret it not. But please, I wish to serve you now. May I take the lead this time? Thank you, Hunter. I promise I will be sure to comfort you as you did me. May I ask, though, if I may look at you? Knowing I can see you gives me peace and motivation. My thanks, sweet Hunter. No, no. Please. Let me please you now, dear Hunter. Lay back and I will mount you. Hunter, it feels more intense. My spine, feet, hands, everything seems to tingle. Shall I circle my hips like this? My hips, Hunter. Guide me and let me serve you as I always have. Harder? Of course, my sweet Hunter. Whatever it is you desire. Deep within again. It's swelling inside me like the waves of the deep sea. Much, much more prominent this time. Please, Hunter, feel it with me. Together, please. I sense it from you within me. You are swelling and clinging to me so sweetly and tight. Oh, Hunter, my Hunter, my dearest Hunter, please, with me, release the pressure with me, deep inside me, Hunter, yes, please, Hunter, Hunter, Hunter. Oh, Hunter. Oh, Flora. I feel such warmth from the both of us. Thank you so much, Hunter, for loving me, for daring to love a doll. Good Hunter, may we rest like this just for a while. At least as long as the dream permits. Thank you, my dear sweet one. Sleep well, good Hunter. And please, dream sweetly. Welcome home, good Hunter. Gehrman awaits you. At the foot of the great tree, you have fulfilled your task. Now you may be free. What is it, Hunter? Caress my cheek, of course. Farewell, my dearest Hunter. May you find your worth in the waking world. Oh, Flora of the moon, of the dream, oh, little ones, oh, fleeting will of the ancients, let the hunter be safe, let him find comfort, and let this dream, his captor, foretell a pleasant awakening, and be one day a fond and very distant memory.